Dumbledore would have believed him. He knew it. Dumbledore would have known how and why Harry's wand had acted independently, because Dumbledore always had the answers. He had known about wands, had explained to Harry the strange connection that existed between his wand and Voldemort's. But Dumbledore, like Mad-Eye, like Sirius, like his parents, like his poor owl, all were gone, where Harry could never talk to them again. He felt a burning in his throat that had nothing to do with fire whiskey. And then, out of nowhere, the pain in his scar peaked. As he clutched his forehead and closed his eyes, a voice screamed inside his head.
You told me the problem would be solved by using another's wand!
And into his mind burst the vision of an emaciated old man lying in rags upon a stone floor, screaming, a horrible, drawn-out scream, a scream of unendurable agony.
No, no, I beg you, I beg you. You lied to Lord Voldemort, Ollivander. I did not. I swear I did not. You sought to help Potter, to help him escape me. I swear I did not. I believed a different wand could work. Explaining what happened. Lucius's wand is destroyed. I cannot understand. The connection exists only between your two wands. Lies, please, I beg you.
And Harry saw the white hand raise its wand and felt Voldemort's surge of vicious anger, saw the frail old man on the floor writhe in agony.
Harry.
It was over as quickly as it had come. Harry stood shaking in the darkness, clutching the gate into the garden, his heart racing, his scar still tingling. It was several moments before he realized that Ron and Hermione were at his side.
Harry, come back in the house, Hermione whispered. You aren't still thinking of leaving?
Yeah, you got to stay, mate, said Ron, thumping Harry on the back.
Are you all right?
Hermione asked, close enough now to look into Harry's face.
You look awful.
Well, said Harry shakily, I probably look better than Ollivander.
When he had finished telling them what he had seen, Ron looked appalled, but Hermione downright terrified.
But it was supposed to have stopped. Your scar. It wasn't supposed to do this anymore. You mustn't let that connection open up again. Dumbledore wanted you to close your mind.
When he did not reply, she gripped his arm.
Harry, he's taking over the ministry, and the newspapers, and half the wizarding world. Don't let him inside your head, too.